Today is the third and final weekend of our ministry fair. 3 weeks ago, when we began this ministry fair, we had for the first reading the reading about Abraham being called by God to become a father of all nations. But before Abraham could lay claim to that sacred vocation, he had to be tested, just as each of us have to be tested in order to fully lay claim to our vocation, to say yes to this vocation as sons and daughters of God. Abraham was asked to make a very difficult sacrifice, and he was willing to do it. And at the very moment he was about to make that sacrifice, the sacrifice of his son, in fidelity to the word of God, God stopped him, sent an angel and said, "Do not touch your son." He was being tested for his fidelity to God, tested as to whether or not he would make the sacrifice to become the father of all nations. Because of his fidelity, because of his sacrificial fidelity, Abraham becomes the father of all nations. We too must make our sacrifices in life. In the second week of the ministry fair, I spoke about the obstacles to discipleship, the obstacles to fulfilling our vocation as sons and daughters of God. We heard about Jesus being in the temple, and as he enters the temple, he sees all of these sellers of animals, money changers, and he says to them, "You are making my father's house, the temple, a marketplace, a den of thieves." Because these people, they were concerned first and foremost about making money, about making a profit. The first reading for last weekend was about making things our false gods, our idols. And so when Jesus expels the money changers and the sellers from the temple because they had made money their false god, their idol, he expels that. He purifies the temple. And in a similar fashion, we too are called to examine our hearts and to ask the question, is there anything in our life that has become an obstacle for us to climb the holy mountain of God, to truly become faithful sons and daughters of God? For the people in the temple, it was money. For other people, it can become other things, things that are not God. Today, our Lord is asking us once again to expel those obstacles, those false gods from our life, from our marriages, from our families, that are obstacles from us truly living out our call to be faithful sons and daughters. In the reading from today's gospel, we turn our attention to a theme that Jesus brings up a number of times in his preaching in the four Gospels. He says that he is the light of the world. He has come into the light to give light to the darkness that is there, to reveal his presence, the light of his presence to everyone. And he says that we too can share in his light when we open our hearts to the gift of his grace. Elsewhere in the gospel, he uses this same imagery, saying that when one has a lamp, one puts it on a table rather than beneath the table, so that the light shines throughout the room. And he says that that light, it represents us, that if by our good works we are doing the will of God, that becomes a kind of light that we show to others to lead them to Christ. So our good works done in God become a light for others. And so the ministry fair here, where we have been preaching messages to encourage you all to open your heart to embrace a ministry here. We have many ministries. Jesus is saying to us that He is the light of the world, and that if we want to share in that light, if we want to participate in that light, that divine light, we are called not just to come to church, and certainly we have to come to church to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, His real presence. But then that real presence, that light of Christ that is within our hearts, within our souls, that illumines us by God's grace, we are called to bring that forth by good works, by the way in which we live our lives. Many people are content with, after having received the Word of God, the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Christ, they are content with living a life that does not involve doing the good works of God. And let me say this right now. That is sinful. That is gravely, gravely sinful. To receive the real presence of Christ, the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Christ, and to do nothing with that grace that has been merited for you by the passion of Christ. To not do any of the good works that He is calling you to do, to bear fruit with that presence. After all, Christ gives Himself to us, the light of His divine presence, for us to make that light known to others. And so when we fail, when we refuse to make the light of Christ known to others after having received the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, we are guilty of grave sin, if done with full knowledge and full freedom. Brothers and sisters, this is the truth, what the church teaches. That we cannot simply come to Mass. We cannot simply pray our rosaries. We cannot simply do our devotions. All those things are good and holy, and we ought to do them. As the church says, the Eucharist is the summit, the source and summit of our spiritual life. But we're called to go forth into the valleys of life. Go forth into those valleys of darkness to bring the light of Christ. And we can do that through the ministries that Holy Ghost Church offers each of us. One of the difficulties that we are encountering here is we have a great many elderly people who are leading our ministries. All you need to do is look at the ministries that are being led. Most of our ministries are being led by people in their 80s, 70s, and 60s. My question is, where are the younger people? Where are the younger people? I hear the excuses. I'm working. I have children. I have other responsibilities. And those things certainly are important. But what I find as a priest, as much work as I have to do here at Holy Ghost, or going to a meet to do Spanish ministry with the people there, or going to Denham Springs to do Spanish ministry, or wherever I'm called, if in your heart you truly make God first, you're going to find a way to do what God is calling you to do. Because when you put God first, you are going to examine your hearts and you're going to say, you know what? I don't need to be involved in this particular activity, this particular event. I don't need to do all these other things. And so we're called to purge certain things from our lives, from our hearts, so that we can truly make God our first and greatest love. Otherwise, brothers and sisters, what happens is that we come to church and we claim to be Catholic, but really, if we're not involved with ministries, if we're not making a sincere effort to really be involved in the work of bringing the light of Christ to others, then we really have to ask the question, are we really being faithful to Christ? Are we truly living out His Word fully? Because coming to Mass is only part of the Word of God. The other part is we're called to bring that Eucharist, that light of Christ, to others through the ministries that are available here at Holy Ghost. And so, brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that you will examine your hearts and you will see how God is inviting you to be involved in the work that we are doing. The priests here have to make many sacrifices, and we do it with great love and with joy in our hearts because this is the vocation to which God has called us. But God has also called you to a vocation. And the question is, are you willing to help us to build up this church? I've said it many times how much I love all of you. When I say that, I truly mean that. I've given up being able to be married to a woman. I've given up being able to have a job and to own a house, to own a car. I've given up all these things. I've given up being able to be with my mother and my family in California. All of these sacrifices, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but all I'm saying is that we need help here. And I'm asking you to open your hearts to consider helping the many good and faithful people, mostly of whom are elderly, because we need people who are willing to take on and receive that baton. Because some of these elderly people, they're making great, great sacrifices in our ministries because there's nobody else to help them. The younger people and the middle-aged people are largely not interested in doing ministries. I'm being truthful, brothers and sisters, and for me to love you faithfully as a priest, I have to be truthful. And so I pray that you will consider my invitation to visit one of the tables today and sign up for a ministry. You can always call the church in after this weekend and volunteer for a ministry, but I hope you will consider my invitation as one coming from a fatherly love for his children, spiritual children.